Chapter 7. The sicker you get, the richer they grow. In this chapter, you will learn the fear of high cholesterol has greatly enriched the healthcare industry by creating opportunities to sell drugs for this fabricated problem and for the real problems caused by vegetable oil. Because of their great wealth, drug companies now control to an alarming degree how doctors get educated. Doctors have no idea they prescribe many drugs that are likely to do most of us more harm than good. We can escape both sickness and harmful drugs by rejecting the idea that high cholesterol is unhealthy and by avoiding vegetable oils. As recently as 2001, health news headlines were generally positive. People were living longer. Some speculated that newborn babies might live 120 years or more. This rosy outlook was most often attributed to better preventive medicine, including our healthier, lower saturated fat diets. Meanwhile, my overwhelming daily experience as a primary care doctor with a waiting room full of medication-dependent adults and children told me that the opposite was true. It looked to me like human health was in the midst of a precipitous decline. Type 2 diabetes was becoming increasingly common. More women were experiencing pregnancy and delivery complications, driving escalating cesarean rates. Food allergies were becoming more prevalent every year. Learning disorders in children were on the rise, along with behavioral problems, joint problems, chronic allergies, asthma, brain cancers, congenital growth anomalies, and more. The statistics were there and obvious, but for a long time, nobody was even talking about it. Then in 2003, we got a wake-up call. An article in JAMA titled "Lifetime Risk for Diabetes Mellitus in the United States" announced that our century of lengthening lifespans had come to an end. The authors explained that type 2 diabetes would chop 11.6 years off a man's life and 14.3 years off a woman's. In a related interview, Dr. William Clish of Texas Children's Hospital warned, "If we don't get this epidemic, childhood obesity, in check, for the first time in a century, children will be looking forward to a shorter life expectancy than their parents." You might expect this to have taken some wind out of the argument that avoiding saturated fat has been helpful. But instead, authorities doubled down, claiming our diets were still too high in saturated fat and we needed to eat more vegetable oils. Today, our polyunsaturated fat consumption exceeds the AHA's recommended 10% of our total calories. It's between 12 and 15%. In defiance of their own guidelines, our experts still tell us we need more vegetable oil in our diets. While, as we saw in Chapter 5, scientists have called the low cholesterol paradigm into question, probably not